Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is Major Barry Perriott, United States Army Reserve and veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Major Perriott, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
You've had quite the career in the military, as I understand, serving for more than 20 years. This just happenstance, or did you always envision a career in the military?
Well, I grew up, John Wayne was my hero, so there was really nothing I ever considered other than joining the military.
And I read that you were inspired by your father, who was a 30-year veteran of the Air Force.
He instilled a lot pride in the country, love of country, duty, service. He instilled a lot of that in me growing up, and so that also played a significant role.
Well, I understand there's other members of your family that have served, are serving, and will be serving in the military. Tell us a little bit about that.
My younger brother is currently deployed to Afghanistan right now. He's an officer in the Military Intelligence Corps. He was also in Iraq the same time I was. And my oldest daughter is going down to the MEPS, the Military Entrance Processing Station, next month. And she's planning on becoming a 68 Whiskey, which is a combat medic.
Well, congratulations on that. I'm sure you're proud to see your daughter follow in your footsteps, in a sense.
Yeah, when your daughter tells you, hey, Dad, I want to do this, and this is why, it was humbling and a shock, and it's just like, this is great. I think maybe I raised you right.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about your career leading up to your deployment in Iraq in 2004.
Pretty standard active duty career. I served in Fort Drum, New York, deployed. They used to have a reforge or return of forces to Germany. So went there, got deployed to Miami, Florida after Hurricane Andrew. We were part of the relief effort down there. So I've served in your basic military positions, company command, staff positions at brigade, battalion, army level. And I wanted my daughters to be able to experience having a hometown, having lifelong friends in that. So I left active duty to join the reserves. They sent me to Japan, Korea, Thailand, just all over. So they were running short of folks, and a lot of reservists got called up to go to Operation Iraqi Freedom. I was called up as an individual mobilization augmentee, and which means I didn't go with my unit. I went as a replacement, and I wound up in Baghdad working in coalition operations. So I was shepherding around eight different countries, mostly Balkan countries and smaller East European countries, and getting them situated in and to perform their missions in Iraq.
What were your impression of our coalition partners, as well as the Iraqis and the Iraqi military?
With our coalition partners, it was obviously there's a wide range of different capabilities and training based on the histories of the militaries. But for the most part, they were very professional. They were there. They wanted to do a good job, and that was very appreciated. The Iraqis, they were very enthusiastic, very good learners. They, again, they're proud to be Iraqis, which is great. They wanted to do their best. It was a very prideful thing for them to be able to compete. And I know by the time I left, talking with folks in the multinational forces Iraq who were actually training the Iraqis, one of the biggest compliments you could give to an Iraqi soldier was to tell him he fought like an American.
Well, I think that says something, one, about the Iraqis and their potential, and it says a whole lot about this generation of American service member.
Yes, it does. I'm an old guy, and just in Iraq, seeing these young kids going to work and the dedication they put into it, the professionalism they displayed out on patrols and that, I was just amazed, and it just made me proud to be an American.
Absolutely. Well, now that you're at home, living in Hawaii now, what are you up to now?
I work for the Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency, which is known as Emergency Management across the rest of the country. We just, we're a little behind the times out here. We're moving slow.
Well, before we close, I should note that we're recording this in December 2010, and that next month you're set to be honored as part of the Army's All-American Bowl. That must be quite an honor and a thrill.
It is. You actually In the Army Reserves, you have to put in an application. They set forth criteria. You have to be awarded a military award for Valor ARCAM with a V device, Bronze Star V device, Silver Star, or be a recipient of the Purple Heart. You put in an application based on what you've done and what being in the military means to you, because you're going to be dealing with a bunch of high school students when you get to this All-American Bowl. I put my application in because I love football. I love San Antonio, where the game's going to be, and to see what would happen, never really expecting that I would be selected. I'm deeply humbled and honored that I was chosen to represent the Army at the All-American Bowl.
Well, again, congratulations. And in closing, we touched on this before, but we always like to end by asking our guests if there's something they would like to say about their fellow servicemen and women who are serving us on the front lines today.
What more can I say than thank you? You all make me very proud to be an American.
Well, Major Barry Perriott, thank you for your service.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.